I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime. We're not here to be the biggest. We're here to bring you something we believe is better. Our plans start at just $20. You'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We head out to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline and welcome on baseball writer for The Athletic, Keith Law. Keith, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Well, I believe you're one of the first folks that have, I don't want to say sounded the alarm, but pointed to some early trends in Travis Bazzana's career. How much is his start compared to what we're seeing on the kid from KC, the kid out of Cincinnati, the kid down in Oakland? How much of this is something we should be concerned about with Bazzana?
You should be. There were concerns about the shape of his swing, even in college. And I think that's only increased as we've seen him in pro ball. We've started to see some more swing and miss that pitchers have, particularly ways to attack him. For folks who haven't seen him, it is an extremely steep uphill swing. Generally, we crush guys who swing like that, but he hit so well in college. We do have to be aware there are outliers. Dustin Pedroia is a good example of a guy I was wrong about because I said that swing is never going to work, but he made it work. Was Bazzana a guy who was going to make it work with his unusual swing? I'm not saying he's not. I'm saying now we're starting to see some evidence that maybe he is going to have to make a change because pitchers are exploiting him. And now he's hurt. Now he's going to lose 100, 150 plate appearances to try to make some of those adjustments, which at the very least slows down his timetable.
So what type of drop-off are we talking about here? If he's now the 25th best, has a chance to be a very good, major league player, all things considered.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm not jumping ship. I didn't sort of take him off. So I had a top 50 prospects update last week. I did not make a lot of significant changes. A few guys fell off because they're hurt or they've been particularly bad. Hagen Smith was picked 5th last year. He's walking almost 20% of the batters he's facing so far in Double-A. Like, that's extremely alarming. Whereas with Bazzana, maybe he's not as good as we thought he was. Maybe he's just a good everyday player. I mean, the second question is, coming out of college, and I'm really talking to scouts, but it's front office people too, is he'll stay at second base. He's not going to be any great shakes there, but he'll stay at second base. There's been a consistent rumor now since March that the Guardians are considering moving him to left field. Folks think he's going to have to play to left field. He's just not going to even be rangy enough to stick at second. So your worst case scenario, and I'm not saying this is what's going to happen, the worst case scenario is he has to move to left field and he's not as good of a hitter as we thought he was. That's a problem. That is where all of this goes wrong. And you could start saying, okay, maybe they took the wrong guy there. Understanding there's hindsight involved in that. But if he stays at second base and isn't quite as good of a hitter, that's still a solid everyday player. If he goes to left field, but he turns back into the hitter he was at Oregon State, that's still a really good player. So there are lots of ways this could still end up working out for Cleveland.
Keith Law on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. The lineup in Cleveland, the big numbers don't look great, but if you watch them every day, there's a lot of guys that kind of are getting going here. And so it really looks like right field and maybe the two hole are the biggest issues with the lineup. You look at AAA. We're talking Chase DeLauder. We're talking Kafis. We're talking Juan Brito. Of those three guys, who might be in the best position to really help jumpstart the Guardians' offense if they're healthy and ready to be called up?
You know, DeLauder, the whole issue is he healthy. I mean, we may have even talked before. I've talked a lot about I have issues with his swing, too. And Cleveland obviously doesn't care a lot about swing mechanics when they're drafting players. But DeLauder's had success pretty much up through AAA whenever he's been healthy. He's just never healthy. So if he's completely healthy and has had enough of a runway in AAA this year, he's the guy I would be most inclined to call up. Kafis, I think he can hit. I'm a little surprised at the amount of power he's shown so far this year. I have never seen him anywhere but first base, and I'd be a little shocked if he could handle right field. I have some hesitation there. Whereas Brito, probably, I mean, he might be an everyday player at an infield position. More likely, if you're calling him up, it's some kind of utility super sub role where you're moving him around, but not enough bat to really be a solution in right field, recognizing they're not getting anything from right field as it is.
What happens in those type of situations where, like, Juan Brito always got comped as, like, what he looked very similar to J-Ram, Jose Ramirez, and then when J-Ram actually got to the big leagues, it was a completely different story. But up until that point, he was just kind of perceived to be just kind of basically what Juan Brito is perceived to be right now. And, like, how does that happen where someone goes from there to there?
I can say specifically with Ramirez, I had him as a pretty good prospect. But of course, he should have been a top 10 prospect in baseball, right? I was way, way light on him. But nobody ever thought he was going to develop the kind of power he has. And I mean, you just look at him, right? No offense, but I'm pretty short, so I can make fun of how these guys look. Like, he doesn't look like a power hitter at all. Whereas with Brito, he has shown some of that power in AAA, but I think some of the power comes at a cost of the thing he does well, which is the ability to hit and ability to get on base. I think his challenge is going to be doing all of that at the same time in the big leagues. But I think kind of whichever way he goes, he's going to be an everyday player somewhere on the dirt if that's where they choose to use him ultimately. I've noticed they've moved him around a ton since he's gotten to AAA, where I think it's sort of, we don't know where we're going to need this guy, so let's try him everywhere so that wherever we have to call him up, we can plug him in. Actually, as I look at it, he hasn't played right field this year, I guess. We played 19 games there last year. That's not nothing. I don't know if there's really enough bat for that, but you know, at least if he's got experience there, and if they decide he's looked good enough, it's not going to be hard for him to out-hit Nolan Jones and take the right field job.
Keith, another outlet here, Bleacher Report Walkoff, proposed this trade. And we don't do tradio often with the Guardians because you just never really know what they'll actually do and what they won't do, what they can afford, what they're willing to give up. But the proposal is the Guardians getting Jaron Duren of Boston and then sending Cade Smith, Jason Chourio, and Ralphie Velasquez to Boston. I'll ask you, in this scenario, who do you think is more likely to say no, Cleveland or Boston?
Oh, the Red Sox, they laugh at that. That's not even, that is a fan came up with that, right? That is not happening at all. I mean, relievers, Cade Smith, obviously he was a great reliever last year, but relievers don't have a ton of trade value. And Ralphie Velasquez might not be any good. The reports I've gotten, he's not hitting this year. The reports I got on him just from scouts who've seen him this year, I saw him in spring training. He looked kind of the same, but he's looked really bad this year. And I like Chourio. I do. I think Chourio is a great prospect. He's on the top 100. That's not getting you. Jaron Duren's top 10 player in the league when he's fully healthy. I don't see any way that deal happens.
What do you make of this Guardians team as a whole right now? As we're trying to figure out, you know, we had the morning show here at David Sampson on earlier today, and he's like, everything the Guardians have done is just a mirage right now. Do you fall in line with that line of thinking, or do you feel like there is something more here?
I might be a little overstating the case. You know, a little bit above 500. They've been outscored on the season. That would typically, but by a little bit, that would typically mean a team slightly below 500. I think you could sort of bridge that gap by saying they just generally got an above average bullpen. It's not elite. They were never going to repeat last year's bullpen, right? That was just never, last year's bullpen was historic. That wasn't coming back. They've got good starting pitching. They've got a pretty good bullpen. They need to address the offense, and they have just generally not done so. They've not gone outside the organization for much offense. They have not had great success developing their own, particularly their own power hitters. I think this is a team that they do nothing. They just kind of stay where they are. They finish the year 82, 83 wins, probably end up missing the playoffs. They have an opportunity to try to go upgrade the offense, particularly just like I said, just going to find some power, whether it's internal or probably a little internal, a little external. That might be enough for them to end up back in the playoffs this year, even without the elite bullpen, which we kind of, you know, I thought last year was fluky, but they had an elite bullpen and got a little lucky in some of those close games, and that was more than enough for them to run away with the division.
Tigers, Twins, Guardians, Royals. How do you rank those four teams in the AL Central?
I would have had Cleveland, gosh, they are basically dead tied in the standings right now with Minnesota. Minnesota's lost their best starter for 2-3 months. He's got a tear in his Achilles major muscle. You see that Lopez may not pitch again this year. That's entirely possible. So I would say Cleveland's probably second in the division. I mean, Detroit, they got the best record in baseball. It's hard to tear them down too much. I do look at them and wonder, that's not real, right? They're not a 660 winning percentage team going forward. But they're six games up, and they are probably a 90-plus win team, you know, in terms of the rest of the season. And Detroit has a better farm system. They could go out and make a bigger acquisition, and I think they will. I think they're going to seize the opportunity and try to upgrade, which just puts a little more pressure on Cleveland to try to do something to keep pace. Whatever it is, so Cleveland has to do something to address the offense. I think it's too many years of them not taking that kind of affirmative step to say, we're going to go get a power bat. It's the thing they need the most. It's generally not that hard to find. It's not like they're trying to find an ace starting pitcher, which is very difficult to find in the trade market.
Did you like the aggressiveness by Kansas City in calling up Caglione?
I did and I didn't. Like, I loved, I mean, I do prospects, right? That's what I write about. It's what I live. Of course I like seeing these guys get to the big leagues. He was in AAA for about 20 minutes, I think. And I do have concerns. He had made real adjustments just since last year. I have a ton of history seeing that guy. And just seeing him this year and going through the data from AA, he is better. But you can get this guy to expand the zone. And he didn't even stay in AAA long enough for them to exploit him. And I think that's what's going to happen. He's going to struggle. He's going to hit a ball 118 miles an hour also. But there's going to be some ugly swing and miss, and I hope they just have the patience to stay with him. You're up now, and just tell him, you're up for the summer. We are not sending you back down. Even if you're hitting .140, it's fine. You're a Kansas City Royal. We brought you up to stay. Because I think the worst thing you can do in those situations, when the kid has two bad weeks, like, all right, now you're back down to the minors. And it's in his head. Every 0-for-4, every 3-strikeout night, oh, I'm going back to the minors again.
Keith, great stuff, man. Really do appreciate your time. We hope you're wrong about Bizana, but we do appreciate your time, bud. Thank you so much.
Yep, my pleasure.
Thank you so much. Keith Law there of The Athletic on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Sounds like we got some breaking news.
Yeah, Jerry Dulac, of course, covers the Steelers in Pittsburgh. Aaron Rodgers has informed the Steelers he plans to sign a contract and attend minicamp next week.
Look at that.
So Aaron Rodgers has finally made it.
All right, so we will put a pin in talking about what Keith Law was just talking with us, but it's interesting, like, I just have thought the whole, like, the frustrating thing where people were like, you really going to go into the season with Mason Rudolph as your starting quarterback? I always thought that was dumb. I thought, like, the later we got into this, I think it was just apparent that Aaron didn't want to go to mini camps. And no, he wasn't going to go to mini camps, the voluntary portion, and he didn't want to have people get upset with him about it the way it happened last year with the Jets. So this was Aaron's way of wink, wink, nudge, nudge, covering his butt, while also making sure he didn't have to go to voluntary minicamps.
Yeah, I mean, I'm surprised, though, he at least made it to the mandatory portion. I thought he was going to, at this point, I thought he was going to hold out a little bit longer, but maybe he's recognizing there's a lot of time missed.
Oh, I think it's interesting. Like, thinking back to, like, Baker getting traded, I want to say on 4th of July weekend 3 years ago, I thought that was the moment he was DOA in a bad situation in Carolina, because that's really, really hard. If you have, I mean, less than half an offseason, if you've got 33% of an offseason, no matter whether you're Aaron Rodgers, Baker Mayfield, Joe Flacco, like, it's just so hard. The NFL's so competitive. I always thought mandatory minicamps is where maybe he would make sense to sign.
Well, because the deadline that Tomlin had put out wasn't that. And so at this point, if he didn't sign in April, I was like, maybe he'll just wait until that actual deadline that Tomlin was like, well, we got to go with Mason Rudolph. I think what he saw was the chatter around not only Pittsburgh, but some of the Pittsburgh radio stations as well. Again, the 93.7, the fan poll out there said what? It was like, who do you want to start, Mason Rudolph or Aaron Rodgers? The fans voted Mason Rudolph. They got tired of Aaron Rodgers and the prospect of it. They were annoyed by it.
You think that got in his dome?
Maybe. Like, wait a second. They want Mason Rudolph over me? Maybe I need to stop tugging them around and maybe actually show up and try to be a real quarterback.
I can't really refute you just because Aaron clearly cared about the press coverage last year about going to voluntary minicamps.
He cares about this stuff in a way that most people just don't.
The idea that you would be in any way threatened by mustache Mason Rudolph. Oh my God. I'd love to see that. So-and-so, I'd love to see the face when he finds out definitively Aaron Rodgers is coming. I'd love to know that.
Did you hear the comments from Big Ben yesterday?
No.
Yesterday, Big Ben went on this whole tirade about like trying to bury the hatchet between him and Mason Rudolph. He went down a whole Joe Flacco thing. He's like, I appreciate what Joe Flacco is doing in his approach. Because I remember like 2018, Big Ben went on this whole rant about how he was very confused as to why they drafted Mason Rudolph. He's like, it makes no sense. We need weapons. Why are you taking a quarterback? I'm the quarterback. You're not helping me out at all. And so there's always this feud between the two of them that existed. And yesterday he's like, no, I'm supporting Mason Rudolph. Like, I want to be in his corner. And I wonder if Rodgers is like, oh man. Even Big Ben is turning on me over here. Like, I need to figure this out before I lose everyone.
All right, I think Big Ben's more opportunistic than that. I think Big Ben probably was like, man, this kid's going to lose it. I'm going to look really good if I do this.
I think Big Ben actually thought that Mason Rudolph was going to be the quarterback.
I do think, by the way, I'm like, okay, Mason Rudolph, soft. Like, does not like criticism, bit of a baby. Ben Roethlisberger, soft. Bit of a baby, doesn't like criticism. Aaron Rodgers. Maybe we've been wrong about, like, for a long time I've thought the Mike Tomlin's quarterback type was big and dumb.
Yeah, which tracks the dumber, with Mason Rudolph and Big
Ben. But now maybe he just likes, like, emotionally sensitive man babies who are just wildly sensitive in a myriad of ways.
He's always had the googly eyes, the Adam Gase googly eyes for Aaron Rodgers. I mean, this is... It's wild to me that the reception around Pittsburgh, I bet, is a mixed bag at this point, based off of how much Aaron Rodgers has dragged this thing on.
Can I tell you, I might be ready to upset the apple cart and maybe change my expectations for the Steelers.
Really?
Or do we want to do that here? Or do we want to do it coming back?
No, do it coming back.
Because I think Browns fans, I think there's a lot of you out there laughing right now. I think there's a lot. Oh, what a joke! He finally signed. That the Aaron Russell Wilson 2.0. I don't think you're like my prediction. 216-474-0092. Aaron Rodgers has informed the Steelers he's actually going to come to work now and be a member of the Pittsburgh Steelers. I'm just curious, like, what do you guys think this means for the Browns? What do you think this means for the AFC North? I'll tell you about that coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. I honestly think the Pittsburgh Steelers have a real chance. I think they're going to win the division this year.
Oh, they're going to win the division.
Yeah, I think that's a really, really good team that has not had quarterback play halfway near as well as Aaron looked the second half of last year. I think people are all the way out. I think people are wrong about where Aaron is. Aaron Rodgers and Russell Wilson are not the same quarterback. Russ is washed. He's got the moon ball and short throws. Not even intermediate throws. More importantly, he can't move. Russ cannot move anymore, and that was such a big part of his game when you wanted to let Russ cook. Aaron showed that he could move in the second.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime. We're not here to be the biggest. We're here to bring you something we believe is better. Our plans start at just $20. You'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit consumercellular.com/fax or a store near you. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Have the season. And I think the idea of when they fired his OC, when they fired Robert Saleh, I think that was all a little short-sighted. I think Aaron ended up playing some of his best football in the last 3 years in the final six or seven games of last year. I think now all of a sudden he's got, I think they've upgraded their running game a little bit. I think they do have a wide receiver that's more consistent in Metcalf and Pickens.
I like Metcalf. I just had good luck beating Lamar Jackson and Joe Burrow consistently.
Yeah, it's Aaron Rodgers. It's not Joe Flacco.
It's 41-year-old Aaron Rodgers, though. Like, there's still a difference between 41-year-old Aaron Rodgers and Lamar Jackson and Joe Burrow.
I mean, Aaron, what's Joe's winning percent?
You're going quarterback wins on this one?
How often has Joe won the last 2 years?
He was injured 2 years ago, and then last year that was a nine-win season with one of the worst defenses in the entire NFL.
Even when they got injured, he was a 500 quarterback that year. That team was 500 that year. So I don't think the Bengals are the big... Listen, Joe makes them dangerous. There's just no debate about this. To me, the division's between... either Pittsburgh or Baltimore. Like, I don't even think it's that big of, like, I honestly wonder if I'm couching the take a little bit saying this, because
that's a hot take. There's no couching when you say Steelers are going to win the division.
I think Cincinnati is going to be probably a 500 team, maybe a 10 win team.
I worry about Cincinnati's defense more than anything. Like, I mean, I think, like, Burrow is going to be great. Jamar Chase is going to be great. They'll be fine. But, you know, instantly, even as good as Aaron Rodgers is, he's 41 years old. You are the third best quarterback in the division. And in my opinion, it's not even close.
Yeah, I do think it's close. I think Aaron Rodgers was a lot better than anyone wants. I think in this, not saying you're doing this, I think we've all conflated our annoyance, our irritation, our absolute familiarity with what an egotistical guy he is, and maybe borderline narcissist if we're diagnosing things, which we don't have the power to do that. But get it. I'd like Aaron the person can really annoy me. Aaron the football player can still do it.
Also, it's not like we see people enter with Mike Tomlin and then all of a sudden come out better than they've were previously. And we have a laundry list of quarterbacks post Big Ben that just don't know what they're doing under center while Mike Tomlin's in charge.
I mean, Aaron Rodgers is better than any quarterback they've had, right, even including 2020 Big Ben, who was washed as washed can be.
Will Mike Tomlin actually change? Will he be different than what his offenses have been in the previous 4 or 5 years, where it's just built around a run game, and when you look at how they attempt to pass the ball, it's just nothing close to what you would see a typical functioning offense do.
I think the offense has changed. I think Arthur Smith runs the style of, and it's, I hate to call it this because this doesn't mean anything anymore, but it is the West Coast offense. And I'd be pretty surprised if they don't pass the ball more this next year with Aaron Rodgers than they did with Russ,
who, I mean,
just from an arm perspective looks cooked. don't know if anybody watched those last five, six. There's nothing about Aaron's arm that looks cooked. It's not what it was when he was 10 years ago. Yeah, no bleep, he's 41. But I think for the Browns, your path to whatever the Browns think the best version of themselves are just got a little tougher, because those two divisional games just got a little tougher. But I think where the
we could have beat Mason Rudolph two games.
I think who's really going to feel the pinch is going to be definitely Cincinnati, and I think Baltimore too. I think Baltimore's been mostly unchallenged. Like, there's not been a real team the last couple years that was on. They might have been within two wins. They might have been within earshot. Record-wise, but there's not really been a team that has been able to push Baltimore the last couple years. It's going to happen with this. As long as they get out of the way with the T.J. Watt thing, this is the situation where I think Aaron can step right in, and I think Aaron can do quite well.
So what this tells me is that Mike Tomlin has taken his job security, and he really does believe that he's on thin ice. I don't know that he makes this move, even though, again, they've always had the googly eyes for each other. I don't know that he makes this move if he feels as secure about his job as maybe he did even just a couple years ago. I think this is the type of move that you make when you realize if you throw Mason Rudolph out there, you're not going to do anything as far as this season is concerned.
What else were they going to do, though? I think, like, so to me, like, I still thought Aaron would have been...
He's played Mason Rudolph before. It's not like he's, like, tempted to do so.
Mason Rudolph is unplayable.
I know that. You know that. Mike Tomlin hasn't known that.
I think he knows that. That's why he moved on from Mason Rudolph and Kenny Pickett 2 years ago, no?
He brought him back, but even still, he played Mason Rudolph
to be a backup.
He played Mason Rudolph. Like, I think this tells me that Mike Tomlin, he's going to deal with all the headaches, he's going to deal with all the nonsense around Aaron Rodgers, and he's going to hope that he has a chance. Even within that, by the way, it's not as if I'm all of a sudden saying the Steelers are some deep postseason threat. So I think it's still going to have to perform.
Ooh. All right, I'm gonna one up the hot take. If my take of the Steelers are gonna win the division, I'm going to give you an even more elaborate take. I'm gonna take one step further.
Okay.
Even if they don't win the division, they're gonna get their first playoff win since T.J. Watt was in diapers in NFL parlance.
Oh, I thought you were gonna go deeper than that.
Like, this is, you gotta understand. Like, Aaron is, look at who Aaron's been in the postseason. I just think it's so easy to dismiss where he is because it's, you know, year two coming off the Achilles, because he's 41 going on 42,
yeah,
because he's a chotch. I understand all of that, but I think when it comes down to it, if you cut on that film, and again, like, Aaron was really good in the second half of that season,
mm-hmm,
with no head coach, no offensive coordinator, or with interims in that spot, knowing his time in New York was over.
Right.
So guys were giving up. He was clearly having some sort of weird feud with Garrett Wilson that I don't think anybody really still understands. That offensive line had fallen apart. That's why they spent this offseason trying to fix it. The defense was pretty good, but this defense is better than that defense. Like, I think the context, for everything we've said about the Steelers and Aaron Rodgers, I think the context in Pittsburgh is so much better than it was in New York. And I think even if you don't like Aaron Rodgers, even if you think he might be a little cooked, I think after seeing if that version of Russ can do that last year, there's no reason Aaron can't be 10% better than what they had last year.
Even within that, Russ still lost the remaining five games to close out the season. Like, it's not as if Russ was lighting up the world. I don't know that it's going to go nearly as good as you think it is, but we just see it a little bit differently. Like, welcome to the AFC. There's a million really, really good quarterbacks.
Oh, by the way, he's been in the AFC.
Well, that's fair. Yeah, with the Jets, but still, like this is part of this though. Like,
welcome to the AFC North.
Well, welcome to the AFC. The part if you're trying to go like deep playoff runs, we haven't seen him in the postseason since he's been in the Jets, and it's like it doesn't. You still have Allen. You still have Mahomes. You still have Lamar. You still have Burrow. You still have Herbert. You still, like, it's just, it's so deep and talented right now that a 41-year-old Aaron Rodgers, it's going to be a big burden.
I don't think at all. No, I think the pieces around are going to make it a little easier. I also think he's the guy that can turn Freiermuth into a tight end that actually puts up numbers commensurate with his talent. Although that might be something Arthur Smith wanted. You know, hey, Freiermuth's really athletic and a really well-rounded player. Maybe get him involved. Just thinking out loud here. I think it takes the burden off the run game. I think having even if he's just incrementally better than what they've had, I think that's miles. I mean, I think they are the atypical team. Like, if you want to point to, if for the Browns to hope this year, right?
Yeah.
What's the thing? Well, if we can just survive without a quarterback, if we can just quarterback proof it. The Steelers have quarterback proofed their situation the last 5 years, and the best quarterback that compared to the other guys they've had, just walked in the door. 216-474-0092. Aaron Rodgers has signed with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Finally, the national media can go on vacation because Aaron Rodgers is going to Pittsburgh. What does this mean for the AFC North? Thomas in Shaker. What's shaking, Thomas?
What's shaking is you crazy, Nick. Come on. You're gonna say the Steelers are going to win the division? I mean, by the way, I love you, Nick.
I love you, Nick. I
just want to make sure we're just all joking here. But you crazy, sir. You are crazy.
I've had crazier takes than this. I once said Ken Griffey Jr. wasn't a first ballot Hall of Famer, sir.
Look, you got Joe Burrow and Lamar Jackson in the division, and we're afraid of 41-year-old Aaron Rodgers coming off of Achilles tear? Nah, dude. I'm sorry. Ooh, Aaron Rodgers.
You know, I want you to call back in after the first Browns, after the first Browns Steelers game, when Aaron puts up 300 on your ass.
We're not the litmus test here for Aaron Rodgers. He's supposed to beat us.
Thomas just basically went, ooh, Aaron Rodgers. I want you to call back in after he lights his ass up.
He's doing the Ernie McCracken and Kingpin. I get it. No.
They're probably going to make the playoffs, and they're probably going to win, like, 8-9 games, 9-10 games, squeak in because Mike Tomlin knows black magic, but he's going to get to the playoffs. He's going to get exposed.
By the way, that's the softest take. I think you've got the most flaccid take here. Oh, they're going to win 8 or 9 games. Yeah, what a real stretch, Thomas.
They might win 10, 11, even, but they're not going to win a division.
How many more can I get out of you if I just keep prodding you? Can I get 12 or 13?
Thomas is calling it how he sees it.
They're winning more than 11. They'll win 10 games. They'll probably win like 10 games.
Well, you just said 8 or 9, Thomas. You just said 8 or 9.
Listen, they could win 7, 8, 9, 10, or 11 games.
Maybe 12 or 13.
Could be 12, could be 6. Who knows? 14,
15?
Yeah.
Yeah. Thomas, I'm with you. I don't think they're a deep postseason team in the slightest bit. It's going to be – it'll be interesting. We'll put it that way.
I'm trying to – and thank you, buddy. We appreciate you, Thomas. I'm trying to do this is a PSA I'm doing for everyone. Because I'm preparing you. Like Mary Kay said the other day, the Browns are, you know, they're preparing the Browns fans that Deshaun could play a part in this thing. I'm preparing you. If you think you're annoyed about Aaron Rodgers now, wait till the Steelers are a playoff team. Wait till they're leading this division. And wait till he's got about 4,300 yards passing in December. And then understand, like,
he's going to have 4,300 yards passing.
I'm going to tell you right now, this is going to burn so many booties. This is where this season does kind of scare me a little bit, because the Browns could be really, really bad. And Aaron Rodgers going there, this could be the glow up that both need to, again, the bar's low. The bar is, first for the Steelers speaking, it's not win a championship this year. It is win 11, 12, 13 games, compete for the division, and win a playoff game. That is totally attainable from where they were last year to this year.
Yeah, I just don't see a world where they're better than the Ravens right now. And I have a hard time thinking they'll beat the Bengals when it comes to the division, too. They're still third in my book in the AFC North, and Aaron Rodgers doesn't change that in the slightest bit to me.
216-474-0092. We got one believer, one non-believer. The question here is, what does Aaron Rodgers signing in Pittsburgh do for the AFC North? And maybe it's something we can get into. Does it change your outcome on your expectations for how likely the Browns are to maybe do better than the expectations? That's coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. Just threw this one out there. And Nick Wilson says, does Aaron Rodgers officially signing with the Steelers make it tougher for the Browns in 2025? I think it's interesting that there's a lot of people right now smirking about 41-year-old Aaron Rodgers doing anything in Pittsburgh. Because I think a fair amount of those people are also saying, just give Joe Flacco the job and let's cook.
Oh, what's the correlation there?
They're both old as hell.
And so it's like you shouldn't discriminate against one or what?
I just think if you have high belief that Joe Flacco, who hasn't been a consistently good starter in a decade in the NFL, if you think he can do it this year in Cleveland,
Aaron Rodgers' passer rating was last year?
71.
90.5. You know what Joe Flacco's passer rating was last year?
90.2.
90.5. Oh! An exact tie.
Look at that.
So they also have that in common, too.
And Aaron Rodgers will be playing in a better environment than I think Joe will. I think Joe's got to lift that ass off the ground for the Cleveland Browns. One of the three blimps that we just saw this week in Cleveland, I think the blimp's already midair for the Steelers.
Yeah, I think the people that want to say Joe Flacco is just, they're recognizing the idea that he might be the best option to at least give you some wins somewhere along the line. Whereas I feel like, and I don't even know that Steelers fans feel this way, but Mike Tomlin feels like this is the guy that's going to save my job, and this is the deep postseason run. And I think separating between the two is an okay thing to do.
216-474-0092. Does Aaron Rodgers impact your thoughts on the Browns? And I do think, like,
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime. We're not here to be the biggest. We're here to bring you something we believe is better. Our plans start at just $20. You'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. Right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
All right, now, insert Brown starter name here. You will have to look and go, Joe Burrow there, Aaron Rodgers there, Lamar Jackson there. Even if it's just on optics, even if we're just putting in too much stock into names, all of a sudden it does feel, I think we all felt a little more comfortable about playing the Steelers when it was Mason Rudolph.
I mean, it definitely beefs it up. I would prefer to play Mason Rudolph. And by the way, the Steelers' opening part of the schedule, very favorable for Aaron Rodgers, all things considered. You start off with the Jets, so you got the revenge game there.
He's going to throw 500 yards against those clowns.
So he'll take on the Jets. He's also taking on the Packers this year, too. So he gets like two revenge games in like a perfect situation for himself.
All right, they're going to win the Super Bowl. He's got two revenge games on the docket this year?
Yeah.
I mean,
we need more ayahuasca trips, and then maybe the ayahuasca trip is him going to the Super Bowl, Nick.
Maybe that's how he gets there. Do we know if Shailene Woodley has like a favorite team? Because maybe that also would be another revenge game. She's like secretly a big Buffalo fan.
At this point, do we know if she has a voodoo doll? Because that might also come into play as well. Because Aaron Rodgers might believe in that type of thing.
2 years ago, I think it worked.
So Jets, Seahawks, Patriots before they take on a team in the Vikings that is tough, and then they have the Browns in after their bye week in week six. Like there's a real chance the Steelers could start pretty hot 4-1 out of the gate, even though I'm just not a believer in Aaron Rodgers at this point.
Oh man. And here's the thing. I think most people are where you are. And I totally get it. I understand. I kind of outlined him in the previous segment. I don't think you're against Aaron because he's potentially a narcissist.
No, that doesn't. If anything, that makes him more endearing to me.
You are team narcissist.
If anything, I'm more drawn to Aaron Rodgers.
But I think there's just a lot of things that it's easy to dismiss, and I think the Steelers are in the same camp. Like this premature call of the wild that, you know, Tomlin, guys, people have been saying it's Tomlin's last year, or that maybe they could use a change of pace on Tomlin for as long as I can remember.
And I want to see him and Arthur Smith do it. Like, the one thing I would hold my hat on is I do think Arthur Smith can be the guy to make him actually change, but I got to see him actually do this.
Yeah, like, and maybe that's a great way to put it. If Matt Canada was still there, yeah, I probably wouldn't be saying this. But Arthur Smith actually is a really smart, like,
I've always liked Arthur
not
Smith.
A good head coach.
No, can't it's do not. That part of it.
But really bright offensive mind. And
going
honestly,
back to his Tennessee days, like, the man, he knows what he's doing.
A lot of the things you can say about Arthur Smith and what he likes to do are a lot of the things the Browns like to do with Kevin Stefanski. So it's interesting to kind of see the parallels there between their the guy running their offense, the guy running your offense, and their 41-year-old quarterback and your 41-year-old quarterback.
Can Aaron Rodgers be on a team where they tell him, hand the ball off a lot and let the defense try to win you a game? And I just don't know that that's anything that he's going to subscribe to.
I don't think they're going to. I think they're going to change the offense.
I think that's the
distribution.
But that's the point, though. I think he's going to force that. I think he's going to go in there and he's going to do a my way or the highway type mentality. And I'm curious to see how it all unfolds.
I think it's already been discussed.
I mean, it should be.
I don't think
he would have signed if it wasn't, but there was a reason why, even up until recently, he was very vocal about wanting the Vikings were the team he wanted to join, not the Steelers.
I think this has all been a conversation that has been ongoing, and I don't think Aaron Rodgers is signing in Pittsburgh without assurances, because Aaron could have just retired. Like, what this is about, what this year's about for Aaron is just going out on a high note. What this is about for Aaron is it's about correcting this last little part of his narrative that in New York, I mean, he flamed out.
Yeah.
And I think that's the other part of it. It's like, guys, he's going from the Jets, who are run by Woody Johnson, who's a first class, and Breck Johnson. Breck killed a guy.
That's the kid.
That's a bit, not a real thing. But
we got the Anchorman reference.
I just want to make sure that people wouldn't take me being literal, because occasionally I'll say Ray Lewis killed a guy, and I am being allegedly literal there. But
allegedly.
You're going from arguably the worst ownership in the NFL to maybe the best. I think the little things do matter here, and I think that the, I don't want to say nuances because it's the most overused word, I think it's going to be really interesting. And I don't know, it's always going to be good interesting for us, because if we're 3-10 and they're 10-3, and I think that's right around the time the last time you'll play them this year, oh, it's going to be nauseating. Oh my God, Yinzers with Aaron Rodgers. Oh, it's going to be awful.
Yeah, we're week 17 is the second time we play him.
Oh, week 17. Okay, I thought it was a little earlier in December than that. No, I think you're right, because I think it's like December 29th or something like that.
The schedule I'm looking at is week 17, but it also says November 23rd then, so it's confusing me for a second.
216.
USA Today, how dare you?
Yeah. USA, that's going to make a really corny joke. And
yeah,
not today.
What were you going to say?
All right. USA, not today.
Not today.
Yeah, it is week 17 for them.
It is week 17. Week 17. Okay, they just got the November-December part of that
switched
up.
Thank you to our very proud research
production
analyst.
Staff. Analysis.
By Mac Robinson there.
Yeah.
But I think earlier was happy that he just wasn't getting made fun of, and that's why he enjoyed hopping in on the Anthony Alant.
Nobody loved the Alant bit more than our guy, Mac.
Right to the bet.
Yep. Look at that. He did help. Got to give the assist there. How much?
He did laugh a lot in the background, though. I thought he was going to blow it for a second.
I did, too. And I would have been really
mad. Did you hear that, too?
Honestly, Mac, kudos for not blowing the bit earlier, because the rest of the show would have been awful for you. It would have been very uncomfortable, because there's nothing I hate more in this world than a good bit being killed.
Yeah, we really don't hate much, and we won't get on much, but you kill a bit, and that's how you get in our doghouse.
So, in case you missed it, Aaron Rodgers just signed or announced he's signing with the Pittsburgh Steelers. More on that and the interesting thing that no one seems to find interesting in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime. We're not here to be the biggest. We're here to bring you something we believe is better. Our plans start at just $20. You'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit consumercellular.com/fax or a store near you. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.